It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Every day at 7 o'clock, this has been a fan favorite for sure. We get a lot of messages about how much people love PMI. We send you on your way with a positive story, a minus story, and something a bit interesting. And I gotta know, who got to pee?
I got to
Josh
pee today.
Got to pee.
And this one hits close to home for me because it's an area that I used to live very close by. When I was a youngster, Sunday, the Hershey Bears, which are a minor league hockey team in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
You lived in Hershey, Pennsylvania?
I lived right close? Next to Hershey, Pennsylvania. Yeah. So I did the whole chocolate factory tour. I went to these games, all the fun stuff.
You ever been on the Hershey Highway?
Yes.
Okay.
I think
Jeremy,
we've all been on the Hershey Highway. Anyway, that has nothing to do with this story, Jer. This is a really cool story. So minor league hockey clubs like to do this type of fun stuff where when their home team scores a goal, they throw stuffed animals on the ice and they all get donated to children
yes,
in need everywhere,
this.
Like
I
hospitals, kids that don't get Christmas presents throughout the
yes.
year, all this fun stuff. And they shattered the record this year on Sunday when they finally scored a goal. It's actually kind of funny. They had a defenseman, Chase Prisky. He hit the pipe earlier in that game. He hit the post, the pipe, whatever you want to call it. And people started throwing the teddy bears because they thought the puck went in the net.
Oh.
No, that was a little false start there. So they finally had Mike Scarbosa scored the milestone.
Sounds like a hockey player.
Yeah,
oh, I
it
know,
does,
right?
Yeah.
You can't pronounce the last names. Yeah, he scored the milestone teddy bear toss goal. And this year, they threw 102,343 stuffed animals
oh.
were
Look
thrown onto the ice. And that shattered the record from last year, which was about 75,000.
The video for this is absolutely insane.
So it delays the game, Jared.
It delays
the game for like
go
30 to 45
up.
Minutes.
Yeah.
And I see
yeah.
them, they gather all these bears and they put them on tarps and they're just dragging yeah. these tarps out.
And so the Hershey Bears actually used to be the minor league affiliate to the Colorado Avalanche back in the day.
Uh-huh.
They are now the minor league affiliate with the Washington Capitals, but the Colorado Eagles, which are right here in
yeah.
Colorado, right there
yeah.
up there in Loveland, they do this too. So it's a lot of minor
it's
league
really
hockey
neat.
Teams that do this. It's a special night, man, and all those animals get donated, or stuffed animals get donated to children in need. And I think that is one of the coolest things ever. And they don't just bring like your little beanie baby. Like some of the
massive bears,
they bring
yeah.
the massive ones
yep.
that are like the size of a human being, and
yeah.
you see the people trying to lug it over the glass.
Uh-huh. That's so
it's
funny.
Just a spectacle. Like when he says the teddy bear mayhem or the stuffed animal mayhem,
it's
whatever.
Man.
It's
yeah.
super cool, and it's all you know. It's always for a good cause.
I say they
so.
Keep doing it, but eliminate this.
No.
Well, it's a goal.
We gotta
That's
stop
the best
that.
Part of hockey.
We
got to
stop that immediately.
What are you talking about?
No.
No. You know they do. The announcers do that
so
for football
annoying.
Too.
Oh, yeah. It's so annoying.
Touchdown!
Yeah.
Bears!
From
your bears. That's
it's
a good one,
good
buddy.
Cause,
That's a good
yeah.
positive
really
today.
Good
yeah.
Really good one. I'm gonna
so
bring
here
us
comes
down.
The minus that I think should be a positive.
No, no. This is definitely a minus.
Mm-mm.
Girl Scouts are terminating two beloved cookie flavors.
No, they're getting rid of two cookies.
They
is
are.
It the Samoa?
The snow. They're keeping the
okay,
standards.
Good.
You can't get rid
well,
of the
I
Samoa.
Don't know.
No, they are going to take out the s'mores and the toastiers. So the toastiers.
Not the toastiers.
Well, they haven't
the
been
what?
Around very long. Only since like 2023 or 2021 rather. But yeah, they just taste like French toast. So those ones weren't that appealing to me. But I really like those s'mores ones.
Yeah.
They were
you
on
go
like
scoop
a little
them up.
Graham cracker. They had the marshmallow thing.
Get on your
so
next
good.
Store page and be like, does anyone have any
yeah,
of those
well,
s'mores
that's
cookies?
The thing. You can actually order them from now until they run out because they are going to have them through the 2025 cookie season. So I do believe that they're going to have
this
them.
Is it.
And then they're going to
terminate putting a bullet in them.
After that. And no word on whether or not they're going to bring new flavors either.
I
so
hope not.
This is going to go the way of
yeah, they're
the...
not good. Unpopular opinion here
not.
On Reddit. They're not good cookies.
No.
They don't taste
Watch
good.
Watch your mouth, sir.
I know this is an entire industry where you get assaulted by these little girls outside of grocery stores, but they're not good. They're not good cookies.
They are good cookies.
Kinda
they're not.
That,
made by real Girl Scouts.
And they're like $7 a box
They
now.
Are.
They're not made by girls. Are they made by the Girl
no.
Scouts? Oh, I was like, wait a second.
They're made
what?
With real Girl Scouts, actually, inside them.
No, but this is going to join the likes of the, do you remember Raspberry Rally?
Nope.
No.
Also in the vault. So it's not the first
also
time they've done this.
As a grown man, I would never say, Honey, are we on a raspberry rallies?
Can I get 4 boxes of raspberry rallies?
Can I get 4? Yeah, I'm not going to stand outside Safeway and be like, give me 4 boxes of the raspberry rallies.
People loved them because on eBay, there's boxes of raspberry rallies going for $50 right now.
Oh
so
my
that's
God.
What they're saying.
Well, that's sad.
These s'mores and toasties, because they're discontinuing them, they're going to have
about
a cult
following. How about the lemon ups?
They
still doing the lemon ups?
They still do the lemon ones.
How about
ones?
The Toffee-tastic?
I don't know. Like, no, they don't
peanut butter
lemon
patties?
Ones are good. The
okay,
lemon ones
thin
are good.
Mints, the tagalong, the caramel delights, and all the regular cookies are stained. So they're not going to take
the
away
one
their
by Keebler?
Favorite ones.
Keebler's got a mint one that is way better than the thin mints.
No, thin
the
mints
Keebler
are
elves,
it.
They,
you just have to put,
what's the name? It was a grasshopper.
No, you put those thin mints in the freezer.
In the freezer.
Yeah.
You have to have them in the freezer.
And that's where you leave them because nobody wants to eat them.
They're the best.
Wow,
you put crush those up and put them on ice cream.
Oh, I fully expect hate mail today.
I don't know who hurt you, but Girl Scout cookies are amazing. So,
not to mention, you can go buy a box from the Keebler Elves for like $3.50 instead of $7.
Who's that helping, though?
The when little elves that live in the trees.
When you buy Girl Scout cookies, you're helping shape America's future.
Times are tough for the little elves in the trees. Life is expensive right now.
In the trees.
All yes, right. I don't send me messages. I know this is good for confidence. It's good for business. It's a very good program.
It is. I
for
was
these
a
little
Girl
girls,
Scout. My
but
daughter
pick a
was
different
a Girl
product.
Scout.
Were you a Girl Scout?
Yes, aww. I was a Girl Scout. And I'm telling you.
That's why you're so passionate.
The cookies are way better than that dumb popcorn you guys have. Sorry. You want to get
Cub
me
Scout
passionate
popcorn.
About something.
Oh, believe me, I've gone on the air and complained about that popcorn, too, that we had to buy from one of the neighbor kids because Nicole can't say no to anybody.
Oh, I remember that.
That's why we have 19 butter braids in the freezer. But that popcorn from the Cub Scouts was stale. The bag only popped halfway. It was the nastiest, grossest popcorn that we had ever had.
But you know what? I'm still going to buy that popcorn because it's supporting America's future.
I saw that kid come around again this last time, and I closed all the blinds and I
shoved him down.
And we all dropped to the floor. Small. I was like, nobody answer the door. Don't answer the door.
We're not home. We're not home.
Not home. We're not home.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Funny.
Here's the eye for PMI today. This is, I feel like, fairly spot on. It's coming from the Journal of Clinical Aesthetics and Dermatology, one of my favorite journals.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a real page turner. Have you guys heard of something called video conferencing dysmorphia?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah?
Yeah. You don't like the way you look in your video camera.
Bingo.
Oh,
yep.
Really?
They say this came about because of COVID.
I don't FaceTime because of that.
Yeah, this came about because of COVID, because everybody was on the video
Zoom,
conferences so much. And there's some stats out about that. Even now, currently, when you're on a video call, like 90% of the call, you're looking at your own face.
Yep.
Yeah.
Especially like if you FaceTime with somebody. I'm looking at my face and not even theirs. And you tend to realize, damn, I'm ugly.
Yep.
So they're saying because of this video conferencing dysmorphia, the amount of people participating in cosmetic surgery is going through the roof.
Wow.
It's a good time to be a cosmetic surgeon because people are coming in and they're like, fix my nose, fix my cheeks, fix my face because I am ugly. So with that being said, Katie, what would you have fixed?
I guess I would probably get something done with my forehead. I hate that. Like, I've had lines on my forehead since I was in my 20s, though. Like, I just feel like that's radio, you know?
That's having a child.
That's true.
Put some worry on you. But, yeah, I think if anything, I would do that. But if we're talking, like, actual plastic surgery that's going to benefit me, I just want another hand.
Another hand.
Can I do that?
Gosh.
Can I have another hand?
That's funny.
Like, that's what I want if we're just doing
there's
something
some jokes
that I
there.
Like.
Okay, that's good. Josh, what would you have fixed?
Oh, there's got to be some plastic. Extend my knees. Make me taller.
Okay, you want to
be
taller.
Gotta be something, yeah. My face is perfect, so no, I'm kidding.
It's got that. You're rocking
He's
that
so
stash
pretty.
Right now, too.
I know.
I think I'm getting plugs. I'm going to get some hair plugs because I am thinning up front. Although I just shaved my head. It doesn't really matter right now. But yeah, I think I want thick, luxurious hair like Josh.
Okay.
That's what I want.
We all want to fix something on our face.
Yeah.
Because of this, I do want to ask you, Katie, if you've ever heard of this. Yesterday, Nicole was standing in the kitchen. We were talking and she was thumbing through her phone. She's like, I think I'm going to order some magnetic eyelashes.
Oh, yeah.
What? And I was like, what the what?
Yeah, because there's a bottom lash and a top lash, and you just put them together
you
over
snap
your
them
lash.
Together.
And they snap. I've never used them, but I've seen them. And I'm always intrigued with the fake lashes because I think it's a good idea. And then I just, for me, I don't think it would fit. I love seeing it on other people, though. I think it looks really pretty.
She's very fair. She's very blonde. So her eyelashes are more blonde when she has that mascara on. And she had to go to a basketball practice late last night with Reed, and she'd already taken all of her stuff off. She's like, I just want to snap on eyelashes instead of having to put mascara back on.
Yeah.
And it just led to questions like, if they're snapping on to your eyelashes, a top and a bottom, how do you get them off? You just, without ripping your eyelashes out.
Well, it's funny because growing up, I was always told that if you pull one eyelash out, two more will grow back. I don't know if that's true. Don't go out there and do that. But I think these are actually meant to be safe enough to where they don't pull your lashes out. Like they're literally just
not that strong.
Like if you pull one in the other and then just, you know, I don't think that they're strong enough to actually pull your lashes out. But people swear by the magnetic lashes.
Really?
That's the thing. Before it was the glue. Like that's the
that doesn't seem good by your eye either.
Is the glue on your eye and then put the eyelash there.
And that was my question. I was like, is that good to have magnets that close to your eye?
Probably. Or something.
Is that going to jack you up somehow down the road?
You know what? Beauty's pain, guys. Beauty is pain.
The things y'all do for beauty is fascinating.
Telling you.
And the guys don't really care. It's so funny. And I know I do it for myself. I understand. Everybody does that. And I do it for myself. That's the whole, you know,
whatever.
That's their argument.
If it makes you feel good, do it. I don't give a crap.
But putting magnets on your eyelashes?
But that just seems intense to me.
Don't you notice when people have fake eyelashes versus regular ones?
I do.
You do.
I do.
Come on.
I know one of our coworkers.
More often than not, thinks it doesn't look good.
I know one of our coworkers that has them, and sometimes she really rocks it. I'm like, good God.
And we just have a texter as well. You put on a magnetic eyeliner that the stashes stick to as well. So,
And I kind of want her to get them because I guarantee you I'm going to put them on.
You'd have to put on the eyeliner, though.
You know I'm going to come in one morning and be like, Eskimo kisses.
Oh, my gosh. Those are butterfly.
It's butterfly kisses.
I was like,
who wants butterfly kisses? I'll be up on your cheek. Bing, 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 bing.
We need to order some on Amazon now just so this can happen. Yep. Buy now. There we go.
That's
put in cart.
It's funny.
So, yeah, I hope she buys them.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.